In a nationwide survey by the China Dining Industry Association, high-end restaurants whose income mainly comes from business diners fell by about 20% during the Spring Festival period. Liu Wei, a manager of a high-end restaurant in Beijing, says his business was affected.
The number of business banquets booked by companies and organizations fell the most. Bookings for about 600 tables were canceled. This caused a revenue loss of about 3 million yuan.
Most high-end restaurants experienced a similar situation. Luxury foods like shark's fin soup and sea cucumbers, as well as expensive wines, are no longer popular orders. This resulted in the cancellation of minimum consumption fees for the VIP room service by many of the high-end restaurants. To deal with the big change in customer flow, Song Hui, manager of another high-end restaurant, says he's considering removing its VIP dining rooms and setting up more tables for individual diners.
We'll focus our business on individual customer sales, not like in the past, when we were more interested in business banquets and even hoped to attract sales from government expenses.
But some high-end restaurants believe the current high-end customer loss is temporary. Some say it may take 6 months to a year to regain the lucrative business. Shi Wei, a manager of a consulting company that provides service for the high-end catering business, says the current policy may result in a reshuffling of China's high-end catering market.
Some purely high-end restaurants can serve people who enjoy more privacy and customized service. These restaurants may become more private.
But Bian Jiang, assistant director of the China Dining Industry Association, doesn't agree.
I don't think the catering industry's business will change a lot because of China's economic development. The problem of the overconsumption of luxury meals like business meals cannot be solved in a short period of time. The market demand for high-end products is huge. It's a tradition.
According to figures from the Ministry of Commerce, the revenue of high-end restaurants in Beijing dropped by 35% during the Spring Festival holiday. In Shanghai and Ningbo, the figures were down by 20% and 30% respectively. Sales of bird's nest, an expensive delicacy in China, dropped by about 40%, while sales of shark's fin soup, which the government has banned from official banquets, fell by more than 70%. Sales of high-end food packages in luxury hotels also dropped by 45%. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.